I grew up in Sunday school and I grew up in church. Worship was something we did. I don't know, I always felt alive in a connection to God, but I knew I needed to be there. And something was stirring within me that I had no idea what it meant, but I just kept on joining the people in singing. Songs didn't always speak to me. Words didn't always open my heart to God, but I was with God's people. I was in worship. One of the very special scriptures for me was Psalms 117. Now, I have to confess, it was a special scripture because it was short, and also in memorization, it was easier for me to memorize. I've lived with this psalm for a long time, but in preparing for this sermon, I was reminded once again that it is a foundational aspect of who we are as God's people. We are called to join our hearts and minds in passionate worship. And I thank every person here this morning who has helped us be led in music, helped us open our hearts and minds to one another and God, for we are involved in passionate worship, are we not? Well, let's visit the psalm just briefly. It reads, "Praise the Lord, all you nations." What a wait again. Praise the Lord, all you nations. It's not just for us here. It's not for just the United States. It's not for any other place in the world alone. All you nations. Might be a good lesson for us to ponder as we come here today, that we worship with other Christians around the world. We worship with other believers of the faith around the world. We are there to praise God. Praise God in our good times. Praise God in our bad times. Praise God in our times of big question marks. It goes on to say, extol him, all you peoples. It's not just for certain people, all you peoples. Come together and praise God, for great is his steadfast love toward us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. This isn't a one-time Sunday morning event. God comes with us in whatever we're undertaking in our life journey, but it begins by praising him, opening ourselves to God, remembering there is a God, remembering that we are the people of God, and we're called to extol him and to love him back for loving us. I wonder, are our hearts warmed when we're led to praise God? Passionate worship grows forth from those whose hearts are warmed by the realization that there is a stable force in the world, a means of bringing forth praise to our God. Every Sunday we praise God, we're reminding ourselves there's something more in this world than the brokenness and the hurts and the challenges that face us day in and day out. There's a God of love, there's a God of mercy, and that God will never dismiss us. I wonder, could this be an important message to us in this time of history? Passionate worship leads to inspired ministry and mission. Robert Snace, in the book Five Practices for Fruitful Congregations, offers some examples. One congregation, it happened to be a Methodist congregation, passionately worshiped together. But every time they gathered, they kept talking about a bridge that covered their community, and under that bridge lived homeless people. And so one Sunday, they dared to go out of their comfort zone and they took worship and invited those people to join with them. And the more they did it, the more the people under that bridge took responsibility for setting up chairs. They brought their own music. They brought their own words. Passionate worship was happening under that bridge. Another congregation is sensitive to what is compelling to new generations. You know, we are living in a time when generations are hungering and lingering for something different. Will we listen? Do we even care what makes a difference to them? So it's not where they meet that makes them a church. Rather, it's what's in the hearts of the people who gather. Now, please never hear me say this gathering is not important. This is part of the missional pathway that I've been talking about. The pathway leads us out. That was the people going out to the people under the bridge. But it also leads us in. Passionate worship leads us out by inspiration to the neighboring coffee shops and sitting down and having a Bible study and asking and inviting others to join if they would desire. Now, I must confess that enters a discomfort for me. I should be brave about that, right? I've been in ministry 50 plus years. That isn't easy for all of us to do, but it's important. Some, and this might be important to this congregation because a lot of us drive in, what if we opened our homes and had Bible study and worship in the communities where we're living, and we were authentic and we are faith-based in our understanding, and we brought the joy of that back here, the missional pathway back in, where we're fed and where we're encouraged and where we're supported and where we're prayed for. Our passionate worship might inspire us to take worship to places where people naturally gather. And why is this important? Jesus taught a great commandment. We heard it read this morning. With all of our hearts and with all of our soul and with all of our mind and with all of our strength, we're to join our lives with a living God through a living Christ. In the book, Move in Our Midst, some of us here will remember the beloved composer, Kenneth Morse. And he said this about worship. Worship, he said, comes from the word meaning worth-ship. Our praise and thanksgiving is to a God who gives us worth every encounter, whether it's here in this place, whether it's under the bridge in a particular community, in a coffee house, or in our homes. That is a period when God is worthing us. Thus, we express appreciation to God for his steadfast and gracious love. It is in the encounter with our whole being and clear and maybe sometimes not so clear understanding that God offers us the grace to review our deeds and attitudes to those who sit here beside us, who pray with us, who lift voice in song with us, and open our hearts and minds to God's words through scripture and proclamation to form. And this is a critical point. There are some Sundays we come here that we need those prayers. There's some Sundays we come here that we need those hymns or songs. There's some Sundays we come here that we need to hear God's word again so that we might be reformed for the purpose of God. To inspire us to be more authentic as persons, more compelling in vision of love, grace, and mercy for neighbor and friend. Through praise and thanksgiving, to introduce us to a life that is worthy and willing to live the God image within us as we strive to be faithful in our daily works, words, and deeds. Stays offers there is a reason for passionate worship. Deliberately seeking to encounter God in Christ, we don't participate in worship. Now, really get this. We don't participate in worship to squeeze God into our lives, but rather we seek to meld our lives into God's. Why? Snace goes on to write, looking beyond what people do to see with the eyes of faith what God does. God uses worship to transform our lives, to heal wounded souls, to renew hope, to shape decisions, to provoke change, to inspire compassion. Worship is more than to have to be an event, but rather an opportunity to meet the people of God in community, in our homes, office spaces, our coffee shops, here at the Oakton Church of the Brethren, where people are authentic, where they are alive, creative, and open, so that others who hunger to be that way can find those who will walk with them. If worship is to have that kind of depth and breadth here in this place, what is needed for more passion and greater inspiration? I'm not talking about dancing down the aisle. I'm talking about lifting our hearts and voices to a God who will never leave us. What will help us to be prepared to discover in this time a God who will never leave us, a God who will never turn back on us, but always will meet us with open arms and says, come, come. I've often referred in my interim here to a living Christ among us because it's in that living Christ that we meet the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God has come near. Lent is a season that reminds us that God in Christ is near to us, that his kingdom has come here on earth as it has been willed from heaven. Maybe that was why the prayer found in our Cultivating Faithfulness devotional booklet this week could be helpful to this seasonal journey. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, so that I may see your extraordinary presence among us in our ordinary worship each week. Passionate worship to inspire us to live and shape us to live faithfully, whose steadfast love is always there for us, and where faithfulness for all of us, every one of us here, every one of us beyond this place, endures forever. Let it be so.